broadcast service of City College and the San Diego Community College District. This is Jazz FM 88.3 KSDS San Diego. I'm Dave Drexler with Inside Art. Support for Inside Art comes from the members of San Diego's Jazz 88.3. This week on Inside Art, we'll meet the new artistic director of Malashog Dance and preview their Tandem Intuition performances later this month. First, though, the Athenaeum Music and Arts Library's Farrell Family Summer Jazz Series opens Wednesday, June 19th with a special Juneteenth concert featuring renowned drummer Brian Blade and the Fellowship Band in two shows at 6 and 8:30 p.m. Shreveport, Louisiana native Brian Blade is one of the most celebrated drummer-composers in jazz and popular music, recording or performing with a wide range of artists from Joshua Redman and Wayne Shorter to Joni Mitchell, Nora Jones, and Bob Dylan. Since 1997, Brian Blade and the Fellowship Band have recorded 7 albums together, the latest of which is King's Highway from Stoner Hill Records and Press. Brian Blade joins us today from his home in Shreveport, and Brian, it's great to have you on Inside Art.
Thank you, Dave. Thanks for having me.
Well, Brian, this will be your first appearance with the Fellowship Band in San Diego at the Athenaeum concert, and this band goes back quite some time to your days at Loyola University. Tell us about the formation of the group.
Well, yeah, essentially, the band began, unbeknownst to me, when I met John Coward. It was 1988. He had already been studying at Loyola University in New Orleans for a couple of years when I arrived in 88. And we just became fast friends, and musically never had to question why there was this kinship and an understanding and unspoken sort of flow between us. So I'm so thankful. It took about, you know, a decade later for the rest of the picture to become complete, with Melvin and Myron and Chris and everyone else. But we're still, you know, able to come together during these special times. And I'm really thankful for that over these years.
Now, you also had guitarist Kurt Rosenwinkel with the band for its early, how long was that he played? And then he's returned for this album, correct?
Yes, exactly. I feel like it's one of these things, not to equate it with the mob, but once you're in it, I don't... we're not gonna let you go. We're gonna run the race all the way to the end. So it's the family. Let's equate it with that.
That's good.
I just feel connected to these people on so many levels, and as often as everyone is available, we try and arrange things to bring us together.
Well, is this band operating and functioning more as a collective or more as you being the main leader of the unit?
Well, I would say it's collective in that certainly the music I compose is very specific, tailored, if you will, to the band, to the voices, each individual in the band. And I feel that perhaps John's writing is as well. Both of us contributing, the lion's share of the body of work. And it's a collective in that when we present a piece of music to the band, everyone has this, their voice is in it. You know, they're in the fabric of it. So they speak to it and say, perhaps I should change parts with Myron here. We're always open to what everyone thinks is going to make the music deeper, more heartfelt, and the strongest reed that we can find.
I think it's interesting also that you have a double sax configuration here as far as horn players.
Yeah, I'm not really sure how that came to be. I mean, aside from my love for Melvin and Myron, obviously, and their how different they are, but then how much agreement is between them in terms of their delivery and how they deliver melodies and their improvising off of each other. It's really a beautiful chemistry, and so I'm thankful, for that.
The album King's Highway, which was released in 2023, now, was that not recorded several years earlier? Was that how it all started, that particular record?
Yeah, it did start before the pandemic, and then the pandemic happened. And so we sort of put the pause on releasing it. And it was, I'm thankful even for that. You know, what seemed to be a curse initially, and this is no, I'm not belittling the loss that so many of us experience. Me personally, I don't want to go back down that road, but unfortunately that is a part of life. And after, we sort of started to tour again, I was thinking, okay, now is a good time to reveal the work that's sort of been on the shelf. And here we are, able to tour again.
Well, how would you say this album, King's Highway, may differ from the six others that have been released under the Fellowship banner?
Hopefully it shows us evolving, growing together in a deeper way. But this also, just the fact that we're recording King's Highway, that piece of music, Migration, that piece of music, these are songs we've been playing for quite a few years, but for some reason, it's taken this long for them to come to light on a recording proper. And this happened early on for us, our second album, Perceptual, for instance. John wrote that song over 8 or 9 years, perhaps a decade before we recorded it. So, when it comes to the mystery of capturing something or when we are to record a piece of music, it's still something I'm chasing, and there's no formula or tried and true way of saying, okay, this is how it's going to be. It's always a kind of a surprise. So I'm glad about that too.
When you started your career professionally, did you foresee all of the varieties of music that you would be working with at the very highest level?
No, there's no way I could have seen it. But I did know that I kept my ears and eyes open, and I tried not to close myself off to hearing any music from anywhere, from anyone. And I let the heart decide as to what as to what would take root. And Wayne Shorter and Joni Mitchell and Chick Corea, these are my heroes and mentors and friends. They came into my life when I was a teenager. They didn't know it, at the time, but they were already. There were these harbingers of such blessings to come, and I could have never, that divine orchestration, I like to call it, is not something that I could have made happen.
Well, you are a very spiritual person, I think, quite influenced by the church, and your father in particular, Brady L. Blade Sr., a pastor in Louisiana, and you've got a new film about him that's coming out in July.
Yeah, talk about the time it takes for things to come to light. Wow, it's been a journey over the last, more than a decade, more than 15 years even, to finish this documentary and recording that honors my father, but his walk in the ministry and his great desire to share the love of Christ with so many, anyone that would come before him, and my mom and my brother. It's so deep to see, have this family band in a way. Not my mom doesn't play, but she encourages from a near distance, so I'm so thankful that finally, we can give them their flowers now while they're still here. and let them know we love them, we want to honor them. And they're, I can objectively step back and listen and watch and just say, man, these people are happening. I mean, look at the gifts that they're bringing into the world. And I'm just happy to be a part of that number, as you know, as it were.
And musically, what were some of those gifts that they bestowed on your life?
Well, you know, Brady, my older brother, he's 5 years older. He's also a drummer. You know, no matter what our interests were growing up, they, you know, my mother being a kindergarten teacher for 25 years and my father a pastor teacher for you know, 70 years now, you know, they say, okay, well, you're in, you want to play tennis? You know, you want to play, take drums lessons? Okay, get him a teacher. So they were believers in that, and they never discouraged us from whatever we thought, oh, this is kind of calling me, relative to their callings. I'm glad that, you know, they kept eyes on us. They kept tabs. You know, it wasn't just like anything didn't go, but they certainly wanted us to be inspired and to be after something.
Well, indeed, they succeeded there. I think also a lot of people don't know you play guitar fairly well.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I composed on the guitar, and it became my weapon of choice. The piano, I never had the deepest connection with the piano. I've written a few pieces at the piano, but the guitar just became my medium. Mostly, I think it was because of hearing Joni Mitchell's music, and it was also because of another dear friend, Daniel Lanois, and playing a lot of music with him and being around him as a guitarist and songwriter inspired me. So, yeah, it's still going on.
He, Daniel Lanois, that you speak of, has also worked with a number of, you know, extraordinary artists as a producer and a performer. So he lends a certain ear, and he's part of this documentary, too.
Absolutely. The Hot Lee Train Band is myself, my brother, obviously Brady Jr., but it's Daniel Lanois and Greg Lease, great guitarist and pedal steel player, and Buddy Miller and Chris Thomas and Aaron Embry, Kelly Jones, the entire Zion choir, as it were. And I mean, it's Sarika Henderson, our choir director at the church. She's a part of it, obviously, and Ada Small, who unfortunately passed away a few years ago, but she is a featured jewel in this Hallelujah Train release. So I look forward to people, you know, hearing it and hopefully getting as much joy from it as I have.
Where will people be able to purchase that film starting July 26th, and also the King's Highway?
Well, they can certainly go to my site under my name, brianblade.com. But I think if you search any streaming services or Amazon or Bandcamp, those sorts of sites, you can find our music.
And before we go, what do you got planned for the Fellowship Band in La Jolla there? You're going to be coming off of a Hollywood Bowl concert, and this is just a great opportunity for two intimate performances in the Athenaeum Music and Arts Library.
Yeah, I'm excited. I've played the library with other friends before, but I'm so thankful to Dan Atkinson for having us, and that environment is just something that gives me, I get all tingly because it cuts against the grain of like, oh, this isn't the stage at the theater. You know, it's like it's where we're going to look for, you know, those writings and it's a whole nother intimacy that it is. And so I'm just glad to step into that, and the history of this place sort of aligning with the history of Juneteenth in a way. I mean, not many years, I think, past the founding of the Athenaeum and Juneteenth becoming a reality, you know, in Galveston, Texas. So it's really amazing that lands on that day historically.
And the beauty of that is that in that kind of intimacy, people will be able to hear every fiber of your brushes, every stroke of your, the way you approach the drums, which is something to behold personally.
Oh, well, I appreciate that kind word. And yeah, that's another thing I think the library brings, you know, it's built into the fabric of the place. It's like, okay, we're going to hush a little bit when we come in here, but the fact that music will be swelling through and coursing through the book aisles there, it's so great.
Brian Blade, who brings Brian Blade and the Fellowship Band to the Athenaeum Music and Arts Library on Wednesday, June 19th for two shows. Brian, thanks again for joining us on Inside Art. What a great pleasure to speak with you.
Man, you as well, Dave. Thank you.
Brian Blade and the Fellowship Band perform Wednesday, June 19th in two shows at 6 and 8:30 p.m. as part of the Farrell Family Jazz at the Athenaeum Summer Jazz Series. Space is limited and tickets are available at ljathenaeum.org. To learn more about Brian Blade and the Fellowship Band and purchase their latest album, King's Highway, you can visit brianblade.com. Coming up, we'll meet the new artistic director of Malashok Dance Company and preview their upcoming program, Tandem Intuition. That's next as Inside Art continues here on San Diego's Jazz 88.3. Funding for Inside Art comes from the members of Jazz 88.3, where your support brings the joy and history of jazz and all of the arts to San Diego. To become a member, visit jazz88.org/donate.